20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country. It's finally starting to feel a little bit like fall today, which is why I'm so glad to welcome Andy Barbett in the studio. Hi, Andy.
Hey, good afternoon, Lindsay.
How are you? Busy?
Yes. Busy and finally found some cool fall weather. I just really enjoy this weather.
I know. So let's talk about what we all love this time of year. The Corn Maze.
Corn Maze is here. Opens this Saturday at 1 o'clock.
How long have you been prepping for the Corn Maze?
Since before fair.
Since before August. That's crazy. How long does it typically take to cut the pattern into the corn maze?
Well, this year we actually did it differently. We actually hire the maze to be cut every year in our design that we choose. And this year he came up with new technology where the maze was actually planted. So
wow.
His technology and the planter actually planted the corn but left the paths.
Holy crap.
Very, very neat.
I can't even imagine trying to make that come together.
Technology. He's worked on this for about 3 years, and finally he's got it down where it's pretty exciting. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So let's rewind a little bit. For anyone who might be listening and has no idea who you are or what Barbett's is, let's start there. How about that?
Sure. Well, most of you know us from having the greenhouse in the spring.
Yep.
And we're a mile and a half south of Lakeshore High School on Cleveland Avenue. Mm-hmm. And in the fall, we do a farm stand with everything that you could need to decorate your yard, from pumpkins and mums and straw and corn stalks and gourds and Indian corn, all the goodies for decorating.
Yep.
But also on the weekends, we do a corn maze. And it's a large corn maze that covers about 20 acres. There's over 4 miles of trail. There's actually three different mazes out there. One price pays for all three mazes.
Mm-hmm.
And they are set at different levels. So if you've never done a maze, we have one that's very small, very easy. It's virtually a path through the corn.
This is the one that I would do.
Yes, very easy. And then if you get that one done and you feel brave and you want to go on to the next level, we have two other levels. All three mazes are a little harder as you go, and each one has its own different game in it.
Mm-hmm. This is a good point, though, because this is something that you can do with your kids. That I think if they have a parent along with them, they could easily, you know, go through the maze, and we'll talk about other things that you offer as well. But also, this would be great for just a date night, going out with friends to do this, and just seeing if you can actually get through the maze. And everybody right now always says there's nothing to do outside at this time. That's a lie. You can go and check out the corn maze over at Barbett's. And this year, I cannot say the name of what you have carved into, you know, your corn maze, because Disney might sue us. But you know this movie, you know it for being very cold, and you know that song, Let It Go. So you can actually tell me the names of the characters that you've carved into the maze.
Well, we have Anna and Elsa and Olaf out in the maze, and it might be freezing out there. Not the other word, but we can say freezing.
So you also have the snowflake, which you said is the easiest.
It is the easiest. It probably, if you want to picture in your mind, it's no bigger than the average size house that covers that size of an area. So if you can imagine doing a maze inside your house, that's probably the size of it. And it's outlined with yellow caution tape, and literally you can follow the yellow caution tape. It will take you to all of the checkpoints to play the game. So grandma and grandpa can come out with little ones. You can push a stroller through. It's a very small maze. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids will have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's talk about each game that goes along with each maze that you have. I know that there's the treasure hunt, the farm tracks, FSI maze. What does that all mean?
Sure. So the little one that we just talked about is called farm tracks. And as the little kids go through, if you think about in school, when we used to take a quarter and put a piece of paper over the top and rub it, and the quarter would appear, that's virtually what the game is.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the animals have stolen Farmer Joe's pie, and you're going through to find the tracks to figure out who these animals are and why they stole his pie.
Why didn't they steal your pie, Andy?
Oh, because my pie is already gone.
So that's one of the games that go along with it. So you could, you know, try to figure out the obstacle of each game, or you could really just try to go through it. It's up to you.
Exactly.
So what's the treasure hunt maze?
The treasure hunt is our newest, and it's also probably our most popular. Think of it as a giant lottery ticket, a scratch-off ticket. You're going to go through and find 6 checkpoints. So you'll stick your card into this, in our checkpoint, and rub off a certain spot. And everybody's card's different, so everybody in your group will have a different dollar amount, and you're trying to figure out who can find the most treasure as you're going through the maze.
See, I'd just be sprinting, but then I'd get lost.
Yes, and it is one of our bigger mazes, this one, but it's also the most popular.
Who is this and that one? Who is the princess or the character?
That one will be in Anna.
Anna. So yep. Anna and then Elsa, and we also have Olaf. And then Olaf is the FSI maze as well.
Correct.
With I don't know the Disney princesses that well, Andy.
I'm still learning too. My kids are past this, and I don't have grandkids
but
yet.
But you know,
so.
Kids love it. So I just let the kids know that you're going through this cold Disney movie maze.
Yes.
What is the FSI maze about?
So FSI is, most of us remember the old game of Clue that we played as kids.
Yep.
And this is pretty much what it is. You're going through finding 6 checkpoints. When you get there, you're going to see a farm picture, a scene of a farm, and you're going to punch off the weapon and the location and the suspect at each one. And when you're all done, whichever suspects are left and locations are left, that will give you the answer to what happened to Farmer Joe, because he's missing in this maze. Farmer Joe himself is missing.
Got it. So, I mean, as you can tell, you could spend, you know, hours and hours in these mazes if you are not good at going through them like I am, or maybe you're great at them and you want to do all of them. It really depends. It's what's up to you. You can do one, you can do two, you can do all 3 of them. And you also offer some really cool Pumpkinville activities. Right.
Sure. So this started about 10 years ago. Some of the younger families came out and wanted to have more activities besides in the corn maze because the little ones could only keep them occupied for so long.
Yep.
So over the years, Pumpkinville has really expanded. And it's basically an outdoor park area that we have. And there's things like pedal race cars that the adults and the kids can ride. They can race each other. We have a bounce house. There's life-size games out there like Connect Four and Checkers. You tried 2 years ago. You tried our, we call them the rat racers. They're basically giant tubes that you get in and you race each other, and they're on train tracks.
Uh-huh.
Those are a lot of fun. And this year, I was telling you earlier, we retired our hay fort. It's been on the farm for about 10 years. It was a 3-story structure you could climb through and play in. This year, we actually built a grain silo on the farm. And inside the silo, we've built several levels the kids can climb up and play in. It's basically a play yard inside and a slide coming out the side. So it's kind of a cool addition for this year.
And the kids can participate, or adults if you're like myself, because you know I like to play in these things. $5 for that. Otherwise, you said you can do the maze and Pumpkinville for $9.
Correct. Pumpkinville, you can come just for Pumpkinville for $5. And we also have a pumpkin patch as well. $9 gets you the maze and Pumpkinville, all 3 mazes and Pumpkinville. So $9 gets you everything on the farm, including the hayride and everything.
And the hayride. See, correct. You just keep naming all these things that you guys have to offer for us this fall season going into October. You said you're going to be open Saturday and Sundays starting this weekend. However, the last 2 Fridays of October, you're also open as well.
Sure. So the last 2 Fridays, we call them Flashlight Fridays. And we're open the last 2 Fridays of the month. And we sell tickets from 6 o'clock till 9, and we're open till 10. So you can come in. It's dark. It's a totally different atmosphere. And like you said, date night, this is really, we get a lot of the college kids and a lot of mom and dad leave the kids home, and they're coming out and really enjoying the maze on their own in the dark.
Very good. Otherwise, Saturdays, you can go ahead and enjoy it between 1 and 9. That's when you can purchase your ticket. Open till 10. Sundays will be 1 to 5. Open till 6.
Correct.
Got it. And Andy, I have to ask you this before we wrap up. Did you actually go through all of these mazes yourself?
Yes. I'm the one who sprays all these paths to make sure there's no weeds for when you walk through. So I've been up and down literally every single path in this maze at least once.
Another question. Are you prepared for my madness when I come to hang out with you the next few Saturdays?
I don't think anybody could be prepared for you, Lindsay. But we'll do our best.
I'll be listening. I'll be hanging out at Barbas and so will Matt over this next month. We'll be there probably just about every Saturday in October almost. Otherwise, just go there and check it out. It's a fun time. You can do it with your kids. You can do it without your kids. More details on everything we just chatted about by visiting barbits.com. Did I get it all?
That's everything. Thank you.
I'll see you next weekend, Andy.
All right. Sounds good.